Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life Highway, where we are truly on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays, but we really and truly want you to know that we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you our global listening audience for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation. We truly do love your engagement with us, and at this time, we would welcome your questions and your comments. This lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm so excited because it is that time that I absolutely love, and it is time to shape up and win. In our Shape Up series, we bring you rich content so that you may be empowered to fulfill your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. So I'm always excited when it's time for our Shape Up series because this is my opportunity to empower you as a coach in your vision. And I absolutely love empowering others. So thank you for tuning in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration so that you can be inspired and empowered to achieve your dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Inspired Media for you, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone a quick fat old school, an email. Better yet, get those social juices flowing. Invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall real quickly. Send a quick tap. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do. Ultimately, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support and your assistance with expanding our outreach. Each one, reach one. So we thank you so much for that. If you don't already have your pens and notepads and tablets sitting at your laptop, or your desktops, your iPads, whatever it is that you need to capture notes, you want to grab that real quickly because we have been sharing in a very rich, a rich topic that I am absolutely loving. I'm getting so much from the 15 Invaluable Laws by John C. Maxwell. And many of you already know that Coach Adams is a John Maxwell team member, JMT team member, and so it gives me the authorization to share certain materials written by John C. Maxwell and the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Wow, this has been so rich. Can somebody say rich? I know I'm excited. I hope it's not throwing you off, you know, the enthusiasm that I'm bringing forth because I'm so passionate about the richness, and I so desire to be used as a change agent in each and every one of your lives so that you move to the next level, again, in your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. That is truly my assignment, and I am very clear on that. Let me share with you in brief where we've been on this powerful journey of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. We have talked about the law of intentionality, and Motivational Mondays is an opportunity for me to be intentional every week to bring motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week, to support you in being empowered. So we talked about the law of intentionality. In addition to the law of intentionality, we talked about the law of awareness, the significance of being aware of who am I on my journey. So many of us, we don't know who we are, and we disconnect in life because we're not clear on who we are. So we must have this intentionality, we must be intentional. We've talked about that. We, in addition to being intentional, we need to be aware on our journey, locate where we are. We must be okay with reflecting and looking in the mirror. This time of reflecting and looking in the mirror is so that we can focus on developing self and not just seeing us where we are, but tapping into our potential and where we desire to grow. We've also talked about in this series, we've talked about their law of reflection, this law of reflection. This law of reflection, what we've learned is this law of reflection has empowered us to take a pause, a time out in life so that we can grow from those things that we take the time to reflect on our journey, the good, the bad, the not so bad, whatever it may be, that we can grow from those experiences and grow to another level because we're taking the time to pause and to grow forward and to learn from where we've been on our journey. The law of consistency. The law of consistency is so clear because for so many of us, we've grown consistently inconsistent, and we don't have the discipline in place. We fall short because we're inconsistent on our journey, and then we're wondering why we're not getting the results. And so this law of consistency was so key because it deals with discipline and growing in that on a regular basis through repetition. The law of environment. Oh, this was so rich on last week. We spoke about the law of environment and the significance of our environment and how does that actually affect the outcome on our journey. If you have missed any of these past episodes, again, I want you to be reminded that you can tune in on demand to our archives at your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Again, so rich and insightful. Feel free to tap in at any time. On demand, the archives are available for you. So on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, now that we know where we've been on this journey of the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and I'm assuming that our global listening audience, you are tuned in because you want to grow to the next level. And with that, we want to make sure you're empowered to do so. And so the next law that we're looking at, now understanding where we've been on the journey, is the law of design. And again, if you don't already have your pens and notepads or whatever it is to take notes of the richness that will be shared, you want to make sure that you do that. And you still have a moment to send someone a quick message and say, hey, tune in, this information you need to get to take your life to the next level, personally or professionally, your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. The law of design. In order for us to maximize our growth, we must develop strategies. And many of us fall short because we don't have a plan. And if we don't have a plan for our lives, if you don't have a plan for your life, guess what? Someone else will make a plan for you. Someone else will get you tied into their vision, into their agenda, and you will find yourself getting sucked up and lost by someone else's plan because you don't have a plan for yourself. If we do not plan, guess what? We plan to fail in our lack of planning. So often people don't want to take the time to plan. And they say, oh, I'm just going to kind of haphazardly flow through life. You know, I'm just going to kind of go with the wind and however things flow, that's where I'm going. You don't understand, Coach Adams. I mean, I'm just, you know, a flower child. And so, you know, I just kind of move as things move in life because why plan? We don't have any control anyway. I get that. I totally get that. I've heard it countless times in my coaching practice. But the reality is that you must have a plan for your life. This is so key and so significant. And this is, without question, a very valuable life lesson that I have learned on my journey, and I want to impart this to you, that life is very simple, but keeping it that way is difficult. We have to make plans according to our values. And so often, one, we don't have a plan. We're not committed to the plan. So automatically, we fall short. But many of us, we have plans, but the plans that we have in place, they do not align to our core values. And so because they don't align with our core values, guess what? We don't even move on them, because they don't connect with our core. So keeping and having plans is so significant. We want to keep the plan simple. And I want you to know that these are the questions that you begin to evaluate and ask yourself as we're looking at the law of design and this life lesson around the significance of planning. Can it be received easily? Can it be received easily? Keeping plans simple can be found in these questions. Can it be received easily? Can it be repeated easily? Can it be transferred strategically? And so when we're looking at having a plan for our lives, personally and professionally, and this is so significant because we only have one life. And we don't take this one life that we have as seriously as we should. Now understand, Coach Adams is not saying that you are overly serious, but we have to take this life that we've been given to manage seriously. I mean, I'm all about having fun and, you know, all of that. It is important. We have to have a balance. But if we don't take our lives seriously as it relates to what we're talking about and having a design for our lives, we will find that we will automatically fall short. So in keeping it simple, understanding that life is simple, yeah, it is. I know some of you are saying, but Coach Adams, you don't know my life dynamics. It's complicated. And I understand that there are times that life can, the very layers and fabric of that can get complicated. But this principle that we're talking about is very simple. Having a plan for your life. Having a blueprint, as I get tongue-tied there because of all this passion. Having a blueprint for your life. What does that look like? And determining, can it be received easily? Whatever you outline, can you achieve it easily? Can whatever it is be repeated so that you're continuously on this journey? For example, having a plan each day for what does this day look like? So one of the things that I do, I am a little bit old school. I use modern technology, but I'm still a little old school in that I like to be able to see in writing my plan for the month at a glance. I put into my smart device appointments that I may have, but certain things I want to be able to glance over my month. So I do still carry a very simple planner. I do a lot in my smart devices, but I still carry that because I want to be able to look at it at a glance. And certain things I still write down because I want to be able to see it in a moment. And so whatever that system looks like for you, you have to make it work for you. I remember I was having a coaching session with one of my clients, and we talked about a plan. She walked away. She was empowered. She was feeling it. She outlined this great strategic plan. But what was happening for her, she found that she wrote it out in a system that wasn't serving her. I said, well, when you are moving out throughout your day, what do you have on you all the time? She said, my phone. Smart devices are so key in that there's so much that you can put in your smart device that will help you to outline. So if you don't want to write it down, you don't have to. I'm just sharing with you what it is that Coach Adams does and what I have found to support me, because we're talking about, can it be done easily and can it be repeated? And what I want you to understand that once you determine what the system is that's going to work and serve you so that you can design a plan for your life, that is what you need to follow. So because of my systems being what they are, I can easily follow those systems and I'm able to repeat them on a regular basis. I like to know what my plan looks like the night before. That's me. You may look at it the day of, whatever works for you. The wonderful thing that I want you to understand, that don't put yourself in a box with others. And that is a constraint. It becomes a constraint. Because if you're trying to work a system that works for me and you can't adapt that, you're not going to get the output that you desire. And with my client, my coaching client, that's what she realized, that she was writing everything down, but she wasn't carrying that system with her. And she really needed to figure out, how do I transfer this? And I had to give her the permission to say, hey, put it in your smart device. Maybe it's in your memos, your notes, in your calendar as well. Maybe it's outlined as tasks, whatever that looks like. But let's not miss the point here, and that is that we must have a plan and a design for our lives. If we don't have that, we automatically fall short, and somebody else is going to suck you in to their stuff. And you'll look up a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, and you'll be disappointed with you because you have not accomplished the desires of your heart. You have not accomplished your dreams. You are not living your dreams. You're not fulfilling your goals. You're not achieving your vision. So we must have a plan. This plan must be something that you can repeat easily, and you can now take this plan, these things to do, if you want to call it that, whatever it looks like, and you can strategically transform this into a greater system, which we're going to talk about. Another life lesson to understand is that designing your life is more important than designing your career. As a life manager, again, we've only been given this one life to manage, and many of us. And I got this from Dr. Phil McGraw many years ago in one of his early on books, Life Manager. We've been put on this planet to manage this one life. Yes, we may have other responsibilities. You may be a parent. You may be a wife. You may be a husband, a business owner, whatever that may be. So there's other quadrants that we may operate in, but first and foremost, I must manage my life to the best of my ability. That is the area that I must master first, because I'm not going to be any good to you or anyone else if I don't manage my own system. And, you know, I often use the illustration because I don't think anyone has, you know, potentially not flown on a plane or heard the mention of, you know, if we get into a rough spot, the oxygen mask is going to drop down. You have to put the oxygen mask on you first. You may be traveling with a child or traveling with someone that you're supporting. Maybe they're elderly, maybe they are sick or whatever the case may be, so they're relying on you. But you can't put the oxygen mask on them first. You have to put the oxygen mask on you. And so that's what we're talking about as it relates to the 15 invaluable laws of growth and this particular principle on the law of design today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Ooh, that one hit hard, because so often we operate in life as if it's a dress rehearsal, and we're going to have another opportunity at a brand new life. We may get another day as a fresh start, a clean canvas to move about, but we are still writing the pages of our life story. We only have this one season, whatever that looks like for you, from the day of your sunrise to your sunset, the date of your birth to the date of your transitioning on to another life, whatever that looks like. So we only have this one life. Life is not a dress rehearsal. And many of us operate through life as if it's a dress rehearsal. And it's important to recognize that this is it. There is no dress rehearsal. What we do each day is the performance of our lives. And how we manage that is the performance of our lives. Can we change and perfect our systems and grow forward? Absolutely. No question about it. I trust that the person that you may have engaged with in me and met is not the same person a year down the line, 6 months down the line, 3 months down the line, that I'm constantly growing and evolving. And I do believe in this constant growth as a lifetime learner. A part of why I made the decision to join the John Maxwell team is that I wanted to grow to another level as a coach for each and every one of you that I may encounter and support on your journey. Understanding that it is important to continuously grow, to be the best that we can be in every moment. And so if I'm being the best that I can be in every moment, when I'm live and in the performance of my life, I'm giving you, I'm giving me the best performance. And when I say performance, please do not misunderstand. It's not saying you're being fake and all of that. No, it's that you're giving your very best in that moment, your very best in excellence in that moment. Doesn't mean that it's always subject to change because we're growing and evolving. Absolutely. But when you've given your best in that moment, you can be at peace to know that I may be continuously evolving and growing, but I gave my very best. The challenge is, and the reality is in life, many of us, if we were honest, we give just enough to get by. Just enough to get by. And then we're wondering why I'm not getting greater results. Well, many months ago, we taught on good to great. Do you know that good is the enemy of great? Many of us get stuck in, oh, I'm doing good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. But if we want to become great, we have to divorce what we're doing good. And we have to constantly challenge ourselves and grow to another level. That means that the bar is constantly being raised. So I can give you the very best of me, the greatest of me, not just a good part of me, but the maximum that's possible in that very moment. So designing your life is more important than designing your career. But how many of us, we focus most of our time on what we do instead of who we are? So often in my coaching practice, I have individuals that connect with me and their, you know, focus initially is the professional side. But as we're in our coaching partnership together, they realize, wow, I have some things that I need to work on personally. And when I get that tight, it's going to overflow into all of these other areas of my life, and professionally as one of them, that would be a beneficiary of that. But I have to work on me, and that's what we're talking about, managing this one life that we have first to the best of our ability. In planning your life, I want to encourage you to multiply everything by two. So whatever the money is that you desire, multiply that by two. Raise the standard, raise the bar. So often we're striving for mediocrity. I'm challenging you today to shoot for a greater level in every area, in your money, in your time, in your energy, personally, professionally, fight for more. Set the standard for more. If you have 20,000 in the bank, strive for 40,000. If you have 500 in the bank, strive for 1,000 and continue to increase that. If you're spending 1 hour a week for your vision, increase that to 2 hours. Continuously grow and evolve and multiply everything in your life by two. Life comes with neither an instruction manual nor a chance to warm up. That's a quote by our very own John C. Maxwell, and I love that because we are born into this world. We're here, you know, we're under the covering of our parents or guardians, 0 to 18, some it's longer than that. But when we come into this world, unlike, oh my gosh, when I got my iPhone, it comes in a box, I have a manual and a sub-manual, it tells you read this before you even do anything with the phone. It's your jump start to the phone, and then you have an expanded manual to the phone. Everything has instructions. You get a computer, it has instructions. You get a TV, it has instructions. Just about everything in life comes with instructions, but yet, the very lives that we have, there is no instruction. It's a growing forward. We learn by trial and error. We learn by those around us. You know, when we're growing up in our home with our parents, good or not so good, and they, I'm sure, are our guardians, they've done the very best that they know to do because everything is based on programming. Somebody programmed them. Their parents, which are your grandparents, somebody programmed them. Their parents, which are your great-grandparents. I mean, so it's this line, and everybody does the best that they can, that they know to do, but there is no instruction on how I can live my best life. We hear the term, live your best life, but there's no instruction manual. We can continuously read information from those that have grown before us and have gained wisdom in these particular areas, but when we are dropped here on earth, there is no instruction manual. And there's no opportunity, as John C. Maxwell says, to warm up. That goes to the theory of there is no dress rehearsal. It's just life as you know it. Some days we get it right. That's the reality. And some days not so right. But the key is growing forward. To develop strategies, I want to let you know and be encouraged and understand that we must develop systems. Many of you know that I serve a Christian-based organization, Christian Business Ministries, founded by Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, and I'm their global master trainer. One of the things that I so appreciate about my mentors and who I'm walking in ministry with and serving their organization is that my mentor is always talking about systems, the importance of developing systems. And so this one for me was so key because I live it each day and recognize the importance of designing systems. So to develop strategies, it really depends on the systems that we have designed in our lives. Personal growth will come systematically. So in whatever we do to establish those habits, this acquired mode of behavior. You know, I was speaking to someone because one of my biggest challenges is this whole social media world. You know, that's where we have evolved today. It's everything is this social media connection, this social media world. And so I was speaking to a dear associate of mine, and we were talking about this strategic plan for moving your brand, business, you know, vision, whatever it is, to another level in this particular environment. And what was so interesting is that they said, you know, you have to have a strategic plan. You have to have a social media plan. You can't just flow and it's loosey-goosey and have, meaning if you're looking to expose a brand to another level, develop a brand to another level, there has to be, like what we've talked about in our first out of the gate, 15 invaluable laws of growth, this intentionality. Interestingly enough, all of these things cross over into other realms. So to develop a strategy depends on the system that you have in place. But one of the things that we were talking about, and it was so key, they said every Sunday I set a specific amount of time aside, every Sunday faithfully, I'm building this habit of looking at what will my social plan look like for the week. That is a system. And I'm sharing that with you as an illustration that systems are the solution. One of the things that I love to, in addition to establishing systems, is that you have to evaluate systems. And one of the ways in which I've grown to do that is through a SWOT assessment. SWOT is an acronym that stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What's so key about this evaluating systems, understanding and recognizing the strengths? Okay, what's working? Whatever's working, you want to continue to build on what's working. What are the weaknesses? And I think that this is where many of us fall short. We want to put our head in the sand like the ostrich. We don't want to look at weaknesses. And those of you that listen regularly, you know we've touched on this in different ways and different subjects because the principles are universal, that we don't want to look at those areas of weakness. And so we put our heads in the sand like the ostrich, and we're like, I don't want to listen. I don't want to. But this is the key, that we can only be as strong as our weakest link. So if we're not willing to face those weaknesses head on, we're only going to be as strong as the weakest link. So, like with the client that I spoke about concerning planning, if she did not identify the weak link of, okay, you're putting together a dynamo plan, but you don't have that plan readily available, that's a weakness because you're not able to stay committed to that plan because the plan is in a day planner in the car and you're often out of the car, or it's in a day planner on your desk and you're often away from the desk. So whatever the systems are that are going to serve you in this case, her putting everything in her smart device so she can carry it with her because that's with her on a regular. But if she didn't take the time to evaluate the weak spot, she would only be as strong as that weakest link. But once you're able to identify what the weaknesses are, any of us, now we are stronger. Our systems are stronger. I hope you get what I'm sharing with you, and I trust that at the appropriate time when we get to that place of taking your questions and comments that you will really interact on, what are you taking away from today's information on the law of design, this 15 invaluable laws of growth based on the book by John C. Maxwell. So as we talk about to develop strategies depends on systems, understanding I must have a system in place. Personally and professionally, I must have a system in place. This is going to support me in growing to another level once the systems become systematic, meaning I get into the habit of these systems and I'm growing in those habits repetitiously. You know, I remember when I first started driving at 15 and a half, because I was so ready to drive. I couldn't wait to drive. as early as I could. So it was 15 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. And so, you know, starting to drive. But initially, when I started to learn that new system of driving, I had to consciously think about everything. Okay, hands on the wheel. And my dad was one, he said, if you're going to learn to drive, there's no automatic here. You have to learn how to drive a stick because I need you to be able to multitask and really flow. Okay, once you get this driving a stick down, you can then drive an automatic car. So I learned on a stick shift. Stick shifts today are so different than when they were when I learned how to drive. But there was this consciousness that took place, had to think about everything. You had to think about, okay, I have to shift into first gear in order to do that. I have to pull a little bit off the gas and push in the clutch. I don't even know if they have clutches nowadays because everything is so automated, you know. But you had to process each and every step, right? And so once I grew into the habit of it, I didn't even think about shifting and, okay, give it a little gas and all of that because I got into the rhythm through repetition of that system. And that's what I want you to get. The point of what we're talking about is when we establish a system, personally or professionally, that system becomes systematic through repetition. And systems are truly the solution to why we are not achieving our goals, and our vision is just the hope that we have that's not manifesting, it's not crystallizing, and we're not living out our dreams. Whenever there's a breakdown in something, it is, I will tell you, the lack of a system established, a plan for success. We can always evaluate those systems. And I'm kind of staying here for a moment because I want you to really get the importance of systems. I want to share with you an effective system includes considering the big picture. What is the big picture? What is the target, the goal for whatever that quadrant may be? And your systems may be different depending on what hat you're wearing at any given time. For example, if you are a wife or a husband, the system that you operate as a wife or a husband, it's different than a parent. A parent system is different than your work system. Why? Because each of these systems, each of these areas have a different customer. And each of those customers desires something totally different from you. And if you don't recognize that and consider the big picture for each area, you will fall short. And many of us fall short because we merge them all together. We treat them all as their one customer. In essence, they're different customers. I hope you're getting what I'm saying and that makes sense. What I want to do right now, I still have some richness to share with you around effective systems, but I want to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to chime in. I want you to know that this is the time in our broadcast, and we love this interactive time, so don't be shy. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. This is a safe space. We want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are listening in on your electronic device, maybe on your laptop through the link or smart device, you have to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is, and we encourage you to do so, chime on in. We want to hear from you, 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, simply press 1 on your keypad, your telephone keypad, to add yourself to the host queue. You know, I'm always encouraged when I'm out and about in the marketplace. I'll have different people say, wow, Coach Adams, I really got so much from that particular episode of Motivational Mondays. I was tuned in. I often don't know who's tuned in. So if you don't make a comment live on the air, I have no idea what you're getting, if there's any value for you. I trust you're getting value. My goal is to bring rich content from week to week. But it would be great to have you, quote unquote, play in the sandbox. So again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear, what are you taking away from today's installment? Are you getting anything from the information that's being shared? Meanwhile, we're going to continue in the effective systems. What does an effective system include? We said, number one, you must consider the big picture. And you have to consider that big picture based on what system are you operating in and who is the customer for that system. A wife wants something different from her husband, or vice versa, or the husband wants something different from his wife, key, than what the employer may want, or the child may want, or if you're serving in your community, what they may want. So it's important to understand what's the big picture for each area, big picture for your life, and who is the customer and what does the customer want. One of the greatest life lessons that I've learned, and I've learned many, is that concerning systems, that the goal of each system that we operate in, and the system is anything that's more than one moving part. And so the goal of each system is to have a happy customer. So when you go to work, the goal is to have a happy customer. In a relationship, the goal is to have a happy customer. As a parent, the goal is to have a happy customer. This is the thing to understand, that if you don't have a happy customer, guess what? This is so insightful. The customer will go away. So if you don't have a happy customer, the customer will go away. Now, for example, on your job, they will say, we no longer need you, if they're not a happy customer. In a relationship, one will say, you know what, it's time for a divorce. Children, they will go away. You have kids that run away because they're not happy with that system. And so it's important to understand that. So effective systems include considering the big picture, make use of our priorities. What are your priorities for each system? Understand what that looks like and make use of that. A good measure of the outcome is significant. So an effective system has measurements. It has mile markers, as I like to say, that you can measure your growth. You can track your progression. For example, if you are saving for a house, to purchase a home, you want to have markers for what that looks like. Okay, so big picture, what's the target? $20,000. Woohoo! Okay, great. How will we progress from 0 to 20? What does the time frame look like? We're talking about a good measure of the outcome and having mile markers. So this is the goal, target end result. Then we have to back up. How will I close this gap, whatever that gap looks like, and how can I check in on this? So if it's a year that you're going to save that, whatever it looks like, 2 years, whatever, how much do you have to save each month, each week, each day to reach that goal? Now, the mile markers assist you with seeing if you're on track. For example, and this is a small number, I'm just throwing this out here for quick and easy illustration. $10 a day. Okay. Now, if I've gone 3 days and I haven't saved that $10, the fourth day, mile markers, I now need to stay on track with the goal, with the target. Again, a good measure of the outcome. I have to have measurements in place to determine the outcome. I now have to look at how do I get back on track with where I'm looking to be. So that's a simple way to determine this good measurement is to simply break down the goal, know what the target is first and foremost, and then break down that goal piece by piece. In addition, application. What now? How will I strategically close this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow? What does that actually look like? How will I close the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow? What will it take? What does it all look like? And so that's important to evaluate. We must promote consistency. Again, an effective system includes the promoting of consistency. My mentors often teach that you got to keep your word to you. So if I'm constantly breaking my word to me, that's not promoting consistency. So it's better to promise less and deliver more so that we grow in the habit of keeping our word. Again, we have a few moments left in today's broadcast. If you want to chime in, now is the appropriate time. Our lines are open for you to do so. Just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to share with you that, and oftentimes this happens, that individuals don't feel comfortable and they'll inbox me later or send a text message or whatever privately. They feel a little uncomfortable about speaking on the airwaves. I get it. It can be a little intimidating. But I want to encourage you, stretch out of your comfort zone, whatever that may look like for you. But I also want to make you aware, as we prepare to wind down today's episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it's a great outlet and platform for us to continue the dialogue. So maybe you didn't feel comfortable with asking a question, making a comment live on the air, but our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is the place that you can go to be able to do that through social media. If you're not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, simply ask to join. It's an open group and all are welcome. And this would be a great opportunity for you to ask a question, to leave a comment. Maybe you have a recommendation for a show topic, idea, subject, or a guest that you would like to see on the show. That's the perfect forum and platform for you to be able to do that, and we encourage you to do so. I want you to know, as we prepare to wrap up, let me just do a very quick summary overview of what is it that we've talked about today. We talked about here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, the law of design based on the 15 invaluable laws by John C. Maxwell. To maximize our growth, we must develop a strategy. We said that in order for us to be effective, we must have a plan, or someone else will bring us into their own agenda. So you definitely want to have a plan and a commitment to that. That there's some key elements that we must understand along the way on the journey. Number one, life is not a rehearsal. It's not a dress rehearsal. Life doesn't come with an instruction manual. We got that. It's not a warm-up. So I must have and develop strategies and systems that serve me in living my best life and managing this life to the best of my ability. This development of strategies we've determined is very key. And we were looking at, as we're closing out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, effective systems and what do effective systems include? We've established that an effective system considers the big picture. We always have to look at the big picture, know the target, make use of our priorities, understanding what are the priorities associated with the big picture, a good measurement of the outcome. So we have to have mile markers along the way and know what they look like and how we're closing this gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. That application is key. We need to know what now, where do I go next? Where are the next steps that I need to take to achieve these goals? And we must be consistent. So this promoting of consistency. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share with you next week. I'm so excited, and we often have all-star guests that join us in our virtual boardroom, as I call it. Next week, we have Tracy Warren sharing with us. And this episode, I'm so excited about because it's based on Tracy's book, Help My Unbelief, Profile of an Unbelieving Believer. Help My Unbelief, Profile of an Unbelieving Believer. Join us, tell a friend, tune in, share with others. It is going to be a rich, and insightful, powerful episode. I know that to be true. I want you to know, our global listening audience, that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It is and truly brings us great joy to join you live on the airwaves faithfully each and every week. And we've talked about what's coming up next. We want you to know that I want to stay connected with you, and if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You can also visit for more information about Coach Adams and who she is, coachadams.com, coachadams.com, C-O-A-C-H-A-D-A-M-S.com. I want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success and greater results in life, personally and professionally. We offer our 4 hours of Power Live Empowerment Workshop, our Win Shop. It's a wonderful time to shape up and win. 4 hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. All that Coach Adams offers is structured around vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools from week to week right here as a part of our full circle of empowerment through Motivational Monday. You can also receive that in group settings. One-on-one coaching is available for you. Various tools are available, speaking, training, team building. So receive empowering tools from the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I want to thank you again so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.